Hey, what?
Why don't you go to the post-race press conferences, man? I'd have a whole convo with them about like why you don't go and like all this stuff, and we're trying to be more professional. And
I 100% agree. Good job on Hep Suzuki being professional. I wish the other teams would. The other teams simply do not bring the guys down there. They just don't. And so, and then when the top three podium guys get off pipes, they just take off. So you miss those guys. You miss the top three guys, yeah. And then the riders aren't bringing enough. The teams aren't bringing enough riders there. And it's just more efficient to go in here. What we need to do is come up with a system. Now you're getting me on a rant, but so F1, they have a corral after the race, and all the drivers go there, uh-huh. Top 20 or whatever, yeah. And they all sit in this corral, and the media is on the outside, and then they talk to them. That's what we need to do in our sport.
I think that's a good way to fix it. I think that's a solution for sure. That's a way to do it, because the next thing that I was going to ask you is, well, how do we solve it? And I think that's a good way to do it.
I would love to go to the press conference. Just bring more riders. You know, I had a Honda guy yell at me. He said, my guy had to stand there for 15 minutes doing interviews. I'm like, sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I think we need to fix it.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah. Right, can I talk to Kyle Cunningham now?
Yeah.
All right, Kyle Cunningham, hey, man. It's been a tough go for you, not in every main event. I feel like you should be there at LCQ. You washed out in Anaheim, got taken out in Glendale. But, yeah, you're in easy this week. And then from there, I guess now you got to start and build, right?
Yeah, it's definitely tough like any other year. It's only my second main event this weekend. And, man, I felt like it wasn't bad. There at the start, I actually felt like I was riding good. And then when I went down, you know, just there – early on in the race, getting up and trying to get going again, it just didn't come together. It was hard to find the flow, but the track was tough, and you know, we did some testing this week. A little bit of a struggle on some things, just learning as we go. I haven't spent a ton of time on the 450. Obviously I was with HEP back in 18, but different suspension components, working with Clark now, and so, you know, we're learning as we go. And man, the those three mains that we weren't in were, I mean, partially my fault. I went down in one, I made a mistake in one, and then I got cleaned out in one. So, you know, it hasn't, speed's been getting better every week, but yeah, it makes it tough when it's only second main event of the year.
From what I gather about the Olin stuff, it's good, but it's different. It's a different feel. I've heard from many people over the years. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's for sure. It's a little more sensitive. Suspension's great. I mean, tonight I felt like we went in some good directions from the testing we did this week. But definitely when it comes to click adjustments and stuff, you know, it's a little more sensitive than what some of the other stuff is I've ridden in the past. But Clark did a good job. We got some things done this week, and we changed some things, and made some gains. So yeah, we put it in the main event. The main didn't go how we wanted it to, but I mean, on a positive note, it's something to build off of and keep going. There's a lot of racing left, and then outdoor season ahead of us, so just keep pushing, keep trying, and keep working during the weeks, and we'll get better each weekend.
I feel like when this track was new and fresh, it was fun. Was it a fun track?
Yeah, I mean, when it was fresh, it was actually, it started to tack up a little bit. And I felt like there by the main event tonight, and I don't know if it was the moisture in the air or what, it got a little on the slick side. But, you know, it was a fun track. I mean, transitions were a little tighter. The ruts, you could tell the dirt was soft underneath. So no matter how much they packed, it still got rutted. You know, but, I mean, it made for some difficult racing. And, you know, like I said, felt good in the heat race. Kind of when I got to ninth, I felt like I don't put myself.
It's like, hey, let's just put this thing in the main.
Yeah, no LCQs again, which was a positive note. But you know, I just felt like in the main event, didn't get the greatest start and didn't really get going, and then went down. So you know, overall from the weekend, bike was better. We made some good changes. Felt more comfortable on it. I think now during the week when I go home, a little bit of fine tuning, playing with the clickers a little bit, but we have a better setting. The motorcycle's good, and we're just going to keep trying to get better every weekend.
Cool. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you.